Sarah Lockridge thinks hospitals are where you go when you're sick, not where mothers-to-be should go to bring their babies into the world. And that's why she's decided to have her first baby at a birth center in Kansas City, Kansas, under the care of a certified midwife. At first, Sarah says her parents, even her in-laws, questioned her decision.
When you say, I'm using a midwife, I'm not going to a hospital, the first thing that comes into their brain is you're going to be in a mud hut in the woods somewhere.
But Sarah says after visiting the facility and learning about its protocols for handling emergencies, her family is now okay with the plan.
And as soon as they walk in, that whole environment's set up to calm a laboring mom. So you can only imagine what it does to just a regular Joe walking off the street. They're like, oh, it's so pretty. And the music is so nice. And yes, I'll have some infused water. And then instantly their fears are gone.
Sarah is part of a national trend. The number of birth center deliveries, while still small compared to hospitals, has jumped more than 50% since 2007. And recent research has documented some associated health benefits. A study soon to be published in the journal Women's Health Issues says there are fewer preterm births and low birth weight babies in states where midwives do more of the deliveries. There are also fewer C-sections.
We believe that pregnancy and birth is a natural process, and we don't believe it's surgery. We don't believe it's an act of medicine, and so that's a different perspective.
That's Kendra Wyatt. She's a former executive for a big health information company. After delivering her second child at a birth center, she left her corporate job to help start the New Birth Company. It operates two birth centers in the Kansas City area, one in Johnson County and the other in KCK, where Sarah Lockridge will have her baby in a couple of months. And Wyatt is helping to spearhead an effort to change the law governing the practice of midwifery in Kansas. Midwives, like other advanced practice nurses, must now have signed agreements with supervising physicians. Wyatt and others are urging lawmakers to repeal that requirement, which she says often doesn't serve the intended purpose of increasing patient safety.
A certified nurse midwife can have a podiatrist sign their collaborative practice agreement and or purchase a signature for money. Neither of those two things is productive, and it's certainly not safe.
Not surprisingly, Kansas doctors don't agree. Jerry Slaughter is their lobbyist. He says while there may be some exceptions, most collaborative practice agreements serve a very important purpose.
We encourage physicians when they enter into those agreements that they make them meaningful, that they look at charts. In other words, that they take an active interest in the relationship. Now, are there examples of where that doesn't happen? Of course there are, but you could say that with any law.
Slaughter says doctors are willing to agree to changes that give midwives and other nurse practitioners more practice flexibility, particularly in rural areas. But he says the bill the midwives are pushing goes too far because it would allow them to essentially practice family medicine. That's not true, Wyatt says, charging that doctors are just trying to protect their bottom lines. It's that kind of turf battle that lawmakers don't like to referee, so they often decline to act on scope of practice bills and hope they go away. But that could change this year because of the state's ongoing budget problems. An efficiency report commissioned by the legislature says about $23 million Medicaid dollars could be saved over 5 years by reducing preterm births and increasing the use of certified midwives. Again, Kendra Wyatt.
There are very clear hard dollar savings that nurse midwifery and birth centers can offer to the state. And I would say that's new. That's a game changer.
She just might be right, says Representative Marvin Klebb, an Overland Park Republican. He chairs the House Tax Committee, where the midwife bill has been parked for the time being.
There's some people very interested in this bill, and I think it has a 50-50 chance of being resurrected and having the discussion continue.
Other recommendations in the efficiency report would save a lot more money. So whether lawmakers decide to take up the cause of the midwives may depend on just how bad the budget problems get between now and the end of May. I'm Jim McLean.